Very Little House on the Prairie. Several years ago, Brett Kittle was living in the small town of Gonzales, Texas, running an architectural antiques shop and feeling restless. He had the largest collection of antique door hardware in the country and a warehouse full of salvage material. But it was not shifting. So in 2006, he started Tiny Texas Houses, a building operation based in the appropriately tiny town of Luling, as a way of showing off his wares. One of Mr. Kittle's current projects is a custom-built Victorian-style farmhouse with a green exterior. Most of the house is to be made of salvaged materials. It will have a full kitchen and bathroom, a loft big enough to sleep in, and a roomy living area with a vaulted ceiling. At 33 square meters, this is a fairly capacious model. Some of his tiny houses are half that size. The idea is to offer a greener and cheaper alternative to the dread McMansion. And Mr. Kittle is not alone. The small house movement has been around for years, encouraging people to think about how much house they really need. But lately it has attracted more attention. It seems like a perfect convergence of a bad housing market meeting a bad economy and more awareness about global warming, claims Jay Schaefer, an enthusiastic advocate. His Tumbleweed Tiny House company sells small ready-made houses as well as plans for slightly larger ones. Its tiniest model, the XS House, measured 65 square feet. Ready-made, it cost $37,000. For several years, the company survived on a sale here and there. Lately, says Mr. Schaefer, interest has risen. In one sense, tiny houses are not a novel idea. Plenty of people live in small spaces because they can't afford larger ones. An affluent Manhattanese could get lost in a 500-square-foot apartment. But the average American home is pretty big. In 1980, according to the National Association of Home Builders, the median single-family home sold was 146 square meters. By 2005, that had expanded to 208 square meters. The indications now, though, are that the trend is to scale back. According to the Census Bureau, the median size of home starts dropped to 196 square meters in the fourth quarter of 2008, down more than 100 square feet from the first quarter of the year. And 100 square feet is a significant slice of space. Mr. Schaefer's whole house is about that size.